listening to Fox Sports Radio.
Winner, winner, chicken dinner!
This is Straight Out of Vegas.
Straight Out of Vegas!
With the voice of Vegas, your host, RJ Bell.
Pay that man his money.
You are now about to witness the strength of street knowledge.
Live from the Vegas Strip, the pregame show America has always wanted. With RJ Bell out, here's Brad Powers.
You heard it. This is Straight Out of Vegas. I'm Brad Powers, filling in tonight for Bernie Fratto. As always, we're coming to you live from the Geico Fox Sports Radio Studios, where 15 minutes could save you 15% or more on car insurance. Visit geico.com for a free rate quote. Sleepy Jay in the house tonight. We got a great show for you guys. How about best bets? As always, at the end of the show, we're talking Super Bowl props at the bottom of the hour. And in just a few minutes, we are going to be talking about the biggest story in the Super Bowl that is not being discussed by the national media. But first, guys, we got to talk some hoops, where we had a couple of really big basketball games tonight. We'll start it off in the Association. Golden State, a 3.5-point road favorite at Boston tonight. Final minute, Golden State outscores the Celtics by 4 points, and Golden State gets the cover, 115-111. You had the two best teams, Sleepy, tonight in the league, according to Vegas. Barely cover for the Warriors, who have now won, playing their best ball of the season, 10 straight wins for Golden State now. Boogie Cousins, 4 straight wins with him in the lineup. The Warriors, an historic favorite. I just checked this before the show. Golden State right now, as far as future odds, they are up to minus 225 to win the title. Put that in perspective. You have to bet $225 on the Warriors to win $100 just to have them win the title. And this was even more shocking to me, Sleepy. The next closest team as far as shortest odds was the team Golden State played tonight, Boston, 6-1. Are you kidding me? Boston right now, 5th best record in the East. What'd you think tonight, Golden State over the Celtics?
I wasn't surprised at all. I actually liked the under in that game, which actually came in, but I thought the Warriors would go out and look at this game like it might have been a finals game here. So the thing that I really liked about the Warriors was the fact that they didn't look to rush anything. They kind of just ease into the game. Thompson looked great tonight, obviously. So I really think that the Warriors are just minus 225. I mean, I think they're that good.
Yeah, and it came down to, the final minute came down to free throw shooting. Are you kidding me? Golden State in the fourth quarter, 14 out of 16 from the free throw line to get that cover. Again, Golden State over Boston, a 0.5-point cover for the Warriors. But I got to mention, I'm known as, RJ likes to brand me as the guy with all the college knowledge. 144 college basketball games today, but the biggest one, obviously, down there in Lexington, Kentucky, in Rupp Arena. Number 8 Kentucky beats number 9 Kansas, 71-63. They also get the cover. The Wildcats, a 5.5-point favorite. Back in my mind, I can hear RJ Bell telling me right now, well, what did the box score say in tonight's game with Kentucky and Kansas? It said, here's how Kentucky got it done. On the boards, they dominated Kansas, 49-36. Got to be honest, very predictable. Kansas, without their starting center for the rest of the season, they're very, the Jayhawks at a disadvantage when it comes to down low in the front court. Kentucky, we talked, whenever you're backing a favorite, guys, this is an important lesson. Listen up here. Whenever you're backing one of these favorites, we talk Golden State, very good from the free throw line. Kentucky also got the job done from the free throw line in the final minute. Kentucky 7 out of 8 from the free throw line. Old tip of the cap to Dave Esler. That was one of his reasons he leaned with Kentucky on the Friday Straight Out of Vegas show. That was one of the reasons he liked Kentucky to get the cover. They got so. And speaking of covers, how about Kentucky now? 6 straight wins for the Wildcats, 4 straight covers, playing their best basketball this season. Makes total sense. I mentioned this on Friday's show. Why is Kentucky playing their best basketball this season? Because you look at their starting lineup. Kentucky, 3 freshmen. a sophomore, a grad transfer, makes total sense that Kentucky struggled at the start. First 10, 12 games, they're integrating all these new players. They've adjusted to one another. And now Kentucky clearly, not only a top 10 team, but I'd argue borderline top 5 team at this point. Did you catch any of the game today between Kentucky and Kansas, Sleepy?
Actually, I did. And one area that I really wanted to focus on with Kentucky, because obviously they're going to mature, and we're talking about that right now. The area that they have a big problem in right now, three-point shooting attempts, 344 in the nation. I mean, that's absolutely terrible. They're going to need to go ahead and shoot those shots and make them down the stretch here. Obviously, when we get in a conference tournament play, they have to shoot more threes, and they need to be productive in that area.
Yeah, and both teams really struggled today from the field. Both teams shot less than 40% from the field. Again, it came down, like I mentioned, on the boards. Kentucky dominated, made their free throws. They get the cover. Number one team in the country. As far as a power rating goes, Duke, not Tennessee, Duke. Anybody that's following along in Vegas, Duke is overwhelmingly the best team in the country. But if you'd have bet Duke today, you wouldn't have won any money. Duke was a 22.5-point favorite against Georgia Tech. They only win by 13. In fact, Duke, as a big favorite, actually trailed this game at halftime today. They got back their point guard, Trey Jones. And I got to be honest, Sleepy, they looked pretty rusty early in that game.
I wasn't surprised. I mean, obviously, Jones probably their best on-ball defender, but obviously trying to get him in the mix. I think they moved Zion Williams into like the five spot. It wasn't a great performance by them, but obviously they did look rusty. But my concern for the Blue Devils here is going to be middle of February, four ranked teams in a row in an 11-game stretch. Then they follow that up by the team that just beat them recently, Syracuse, and then again, another ranked team, Virginia Tech. That's when we're going to know if Duke is really the real deal.
Yeah, and just because Duke's the best team in the country as far as Vegas is concerned, doesn't mean that you're going to be making money betting on Duke. In fact, last five games, which pretty much coincides with the football season ending, and I got to be honest, Sleepy, when I see this a lot year after year, when football season wraps up, people transition over to basketball and they want to bet on a team that they know. Duke's right there among the top two, three teams in the country in the polls. They're a name brand. Duke now 1-5 against the spread their last five games, and I don't think it's going to get much easier for them. Not talking straight up. They're going to be favored in a lot of these games, but you're going to be laying a premium. Duke is expensive. Therefore, it's tough to win consistently against the number with them. One more note here. We talked about Duke being the best team in the country as far as Vegas is concerned. Duke's actually one of the best teams of the last decade. I went through the numbers here. Duke right now, 2-1 to win the title. 2-1.
I saw that. Yep.
With 354 teams in Division I, Duke right now, 2-1 to win the title. The only team in the last decade that had shorter odds this time of year was that Kentucky team about 4 years ago at the start of the season, 38-0. That's it. Everyone else had longer odds. So Duke historically good. Sleepy, you had another team we need to be watching out for in the marketplace. Who is it?
Definitely Marquette. 80-1 right now to go ahead and win it all. I think that team, obviously they got their guy back today, Marcus Howard, and he had a 31-point game today. But that team, in my opinion, they have all the makings of a team that can make a run. And I think at 80-1, it's your path in the tournament that really gives you that value. I think their value already at 81. What could they do in the tournament? It depends on that path. And I think that, you know, we get some good odds there.
Well, what have they done for you lately? How about winning cover? 15-1 straight up Marquette last 16 games, 12-3-1 against the number. This is Brad Powers. That's Sleepy. This is Straight Out of Vegas. Filling in for Bernie Fratto tonight. All right, we teased it at the start. Let's move along quickly to Super Bowl 53. New England now a 2.5-point favorite over the LA Rams. This week on Straight Out of Vegas, we talked about the biggest story that no one is talking about, and that story revolves around the health of the Rams running back, Todd Gurley. Let's have a listen.
The story, I think, that should be discussed so much more, and it's not being discussed. Todd Gurley. Now, most certainly one of the key players for the Rams. You would make the case, if we were talking Rams key players, Donald, it's going to be Gurley, it's going to be Goff. You agree with that, Fez?
I would have said Gurley, number one, $15 million a year.
Okay. Now, the idea that a Super Bowl team has one of their top players, a player they're paying tens of millions of dollars a year for, inexplicably it's unknowing how in the heck he's doing what he's doing so poorly, how he's so underperforming compared to not that long ago. So, Fez, we went into the numbers. So let's quantify it. Gurley, midseason, Rams are rocking and rolling. How many yards a game was he rushing for?
Gurley was rushing for just under 100 yards on average per game.
Okay, so a typical game against an average defense, the over-under yardage for Gurley?
98
yards. Okay, as good as anyone pretty much in the NFL. Something happened. It seemed obvious at first what it was. Gurley got hurt, was on the injury report, missed some games, and when he did play, didn't rush for near as many yards as he typically would. So, Fez, even entering the playoffs, what was your handicap assessment of Gurley's status?
Oh, I was worried about him. I did not think that he was right. He didn't play week 16 and 17. Frankly, he wasn't the same since that Kansas City game, that 54-51 epic game. And I had major concerns about his health going into the playoffs.
And that makes sense. If you miss some games, you're going to be concerned about his health. But then come playoffs, what did the injury report tell us about Gurley's health?
Said Gurley was fine suddenly.
100%.
Yep.
So really what we're saying is an amazing, great season up to a certain point. From there, it looked like it was a physical ailment. And thus, he was limited in the games he played. He missed some games. That all makes sense. Entering the playoffs, he was physically 100%. At least that's what was reported. Looked pretty good against the Cowboys, Gurley did. But boy, he didn't carry the ball as much as you might think. But there was some rationale. And then, for reasons unexplained, Gurley looks like, boy, that guy might not make the team next year. Like, if you didn't know that was Gurley, you changed his number, you would have thought, well, he must have just came off the practice squad.
Exactly. He had two drops in this game, one of them resulting in an interception that are the sort of drops that get you cut if you are a replacement-level player.
So here's my question. Coast to coast, I'm asking, what the heck is going on? If it's not physical, it's emotional slash mental slash what? It'd be one thing if he carried the ball 28 times for 50 yards and you could say, man, maybe he's tired, maybe he's this, who knows if he has the flu. He didn't even use him. That almost seems like incomprehensible, right?
Yeah, we're in uncharted territory here where we get a player of this magnitude, this great, that suddenly is not even being utilized.
Yeah, and the guys mentioned it when Gurley was healthy mid-season, right around, if you're doing a rushing total average, nearly 100 yards per game. In fact, right around 98 is what Fezzik mentioned. All right, we're talking Super Bowl, and we'll be talking a lot more prop bets here in a second. Todd Gurley's total rushing yards, that prop bet did open up here in Vegas on Thursday night, opened at 68.5. The pro bettors standing in line to bet it. Bet that prop down significantly as far as Gurley's total yards. Clearly, Vegas, at least, is saying something is wrong with Todd Gurley, even though he's not on the injury report. You optimistic for Todd Gurley in Super Bowl 53, Sleepy?
I'm not. I will not have any Todd Gurley on my prop sheet. I think if you take anything with him, it's just a pure guess. And, you know, with my level of expertise here in sports betting, I don't bet on pure guesses. So I'm going to pass on anything with Todd Gurley.
I agree. Too many unknowns there to really have a good feel for that Gurley prep prop, whether you want to bet the over or the under. Coming up next, you may have heard that you never want to take the same side as the public. We're going to tell you why that thinking is sometimes wrong. This is Straight Out of Vegas. I'm Brad Powers, live from the Geico Fox Sports Radio Studios.
Straight Out of Vegas!
We're like your best friends.
Boom! What up, America?
This is so much fun.
Just keeping it real.
We even have matching tattoos.
Is that an Asian symbol for, like, you know, strength?
No, it's Tom Brady's signature.
Just talking sports and loving life.
There's a whole lot going on here.
We are Fox Sports Radio. Sports.
Straight Outta Vegas!
Be sure to catch live editions of Straight Outta Vegas weekdays at 6 p.m. Eastern, 3 p.m. Pacific on Fox Sports Radio and the iHeartRadio app.
Straight Outta Vegas, this is Brad Powers. Coming up in a few minutes. We're going to be talking Super Bowl prop bets. But first, Straight Out of Vegas is brought to you by Discover. Get your free credit scorecard today. Even if you're not a Discover customer, it includes your FICO credit score, and checking your scorecard won't hurt your credit. Learn more at discover.com/credit scorecard. Limitations apply. This week on Straight Out of Vegas, we talked about the big line moves so far in the Super Bowl. All the public money, in fact, all the money, period, whether it's sharp or public, has been on the Patriots so far. And while RJ Bell thinks the Pats are the right side, the early action has made the Pats expensive. Let's have a listen.
If I were betting the opening number, and I'm the first person in the world to bet, like Brad sometimes it is in college football, Fez, you are sometimes in the NFL, you're right there waiting to gobble up a mistake from the odds maker. You really probably don't care which side the public's on. You care which side is the correct side. And yeah, it is viscerally in your gut uncomfortable to be thinking, oh, wait, I'm betting with Freddie. But most of the time, you're not going to be betting with Freddie just because Freddie sees the game wrong most of the time. But sometimes he sees it right, and I have no problem being with Freddie if I bet early. Why? Because Freddie didn't affect the price. So imagine, and let's use the Patriots game as a perfect example. It's all Pat's money so far. In fact, Brad, up at pregame.com, you can go to the Game Center, click the consensus tab. This is all free. You can see the ticket count split, and you can see the cash split. Now, pregame.com is the only place on the internet. The cash split on every game is free, or really any games are free. What are we seeing so far? I mean, we say Pat's money. The numbers are eye-popping.
Yeah, so nearly $750,000 of handle so far at pregame.com. 78% of the tickets on the Patriots, 78% of the cash also on the Patriots.
Yes, so over three quarters. Now, does that make me not want to bet the Pats? If I could have got the opening number, pick them, let's say even plus one on the Pats, I would say, no problem, Freddie, come on over. Let's have a party. But what ends up, bring the Twinkies. But what ended up happening was Freddie's got in line, started betting. Line went up, pick them, one, one and a half, two, two and a half. Now it's Freddie making the Patriots expensive. Now, I don't want to bet with Freddie, not because Freddie's so stupid, but because Freddie made the right side in this case expensive. So when we say, oh, the public doesn't win, oh, don't bet with the public, it's not because we don't want to side with Freddie. It's because we don't want to bet a game after the Freddies of the world, the recreational bettors, after they made that side expensive. And unfortunately, I might have to sit out the side here. I think my gut feeling early, my early thought is the Patriots are the right side, but I can't get them at the right price because the Freddies, fanny packs of the world, has made the Patriots expensive. That's why I'm rarely betting with Freddie.
And you look at the Super Bowl line right now. I mentioned earlier in the show, Patriots minus 2.5. That's actually starting to go up a little bit. Even some local shops here in Vegas have actually moved to that very key number of 3. And we mentioned it during just that last segment there, that last take, that at that time there was $750,000 bet at the pregame.com Game Center. Now it's close to $1 million already bet at pregame.com. You can check out those cash splits for free. Only place in the world you can do so. Pretty much staying the same. All the money on the Patriots, at least a majority of it. 73% of the tickets on the Patriots. 78% of the cash. And again, nearly $1 million already bet as far as the pregame.com Game Center. You can check that out for free right now. Brad Bauer, Straight Out of Vegas. Now, I know that some of you are maybe new to the betting scene. We got to start talking Super Bowl props. It is the main event when it comes to the prop market. And in case you've been living under a rock, what's a prop? Well, guys, it's Tom Brady's total passing yards. That's a prop. Who will be the Super Bowl MVP? That's considered a prop. How long will the national anthem take to sing? That's a prop. And in fact, prop betting, as far as the Super Bowl, has become more and more popular with each passing year. You talk to some of the bookmakers around town, the hundreds and hundreds of props that you can now bet represent more than half of the total amount bet on the Super Bowl. So the props on one side, a little bit more than the side and total on the game. In fact, Thursday night, one book here in Vegas opened up the prop bets. Listen to this. In just 3 hours of opening up those prop bets, nearly $400,000 was bet just on the props in 3 hours. But prop betting is a little bit different than betting a side. And this week, the guys on Straight Out of Vegas talk prop betting. Here's one quick tip for you guys. Let's have a listen.
If you can bet both sides, yes, no, over, under, the bookie can't hide the expense. So, for example, minus 110 on Patriots right now, -2.5, minus 110 on Rams, +2.5. You can bet either side. The VIG, the hold percentage on that, less than 5%. A typical sports book with one of these first scoring props, Fez, what is a typical hold percentage?
40%.
Wow. 8 times as expensive, but here's the key. You can't see it. You have to actually get an Excel sheet and do the math to extract out what the hold is. So here's life lesson number 1 of 2. If expenses are hidden, be very scared because they're probably charging you more. That's why they're hiding those expenses.
So I've stood in those lines with all those guys betting those props when they open them up. I can tell you for a fact, they are not betting those needle in the haystack bets like who's going to score the first touchdown, you know, bet a little to win a lot. Who's going to be the MVP? They are not betting that. They are not betting that New England's going to win the game by exactly 7 points. They are betting individual player props. They are pricing out and betting against the public when it comes to will there be a safety? Odds are there's not going to be a safety. Pros are not afraid to bet a lot to win a little. On the flip side, when you're talking to Joes and how they handle prop betting, they always want to bet a little to win a lot. So a couple of key tips here when it comes to Super Bowl prop betting. And speaking of that, Sleepy, do you have any other advice that you could give?
Yeah, life lesson number 2 from RJ. He didn't actually touch on that. Don't bet against RJ.
Fair enough. Yeah, ask Fez that. I think he's had to take out a second mortgage on his mansion betting RJ all year. True. In just a few minutes, though, we're going to have yet another Super Bowl prop betting tip for you guys. But first, let's go to Kevin Figures with the latest.
All right, guys, we'll check in on the Men's Australian Open Final. That will get started in about an hour from now. Top-seeded Novak Djokovic will take on second-seed Rafael Nadal. It'll be the 53rd time these two will square off, 8th time in a Grand Slam final. Djokovic has won 14 majors. Nadal has won 17, both trailing Roger Federer, who has the most in history with 20. Some NBA action from Saturday night. The Warriors with a 115-111 victory over the Boston Celtics. Kevin Durant scoring 33 points. DeMarcus Cousins in 24 minutes had 15 points and 8 rebounds for the GSW Hoops, who have won 10 games in a row. Meanwhile, Boston's 5-game win streak was snapped. Grizzlies snapped an 8-game skid. They beat the Pacers 106-103. Blazers over the Hawks 120-111. CJ McCollum with a triple-double there. Nikola Jokic, fresh off of his 1-game suspension, also with a triple-double, 32 points, 18 boards, and 10 assists to lead the Nuggets over the 76ers. Online car shopping can be confusing. Not anymore with True Price from True Car. Now you can know the exact price you'll pay for your next car, so visit True Car to enjoy a more confident car buying experience. In college hoops, Duke with a 66-53 victory over Georgia Tech. Zion Williamson, 22 points and 7 boards. RJ Barrett at 24 points as well. Virginia with a blowout victory over Notre Dame. Top-ranked Tennessee with an 83-66 victory over West Virginia. 8th-ranked Kentucky defeated Kansas. Texas Tech, LSU, and Virginia Tech with victories as well. Back to Straight Out of Vegas.
Well, we're going to keep it. I got a question for you guys back there, Kevin and Vince. I'll open it up to both of you guys. We're talking Super Bowl props. I got to know. Not necessarily a best bet. You don't have to do that. I'm not going to put that kind of pressure on you guys. But I want to know, what are your guys' favorite Super Bowl props? You got hundreds and hundreds, almost thousands to choose from.
So I saw this one. Will Jim Nantz say hello, friends, when he and Tony Romo first appear on camera? Minus 10,000 for a yes, plus 2,500 for no. That's by far the favorite one I've seen so far.
Give me the yes.
I agree. I'm also yes on
but
that.
But I don't have 10 dimes, what we call here, to lay that, to play that one. Vince, what's your favorite?
So the one that I saw that grabbed my attention was the first Doritos commercial, Color of the Bag. There was just something about it that just grabbed my attention. So you got a red at 3-2, blue at 7-4, purple at 3-1, yellow at 7-1, and other at 5-1. I'm probably going to bet red on that one.
Wow, you guys are going deep. I love this. I don't even go to Sleepy. You got one for me?
No, I'm just curious where they're finding these at.
They'll call it probably in faraway places. We should say that you're not going to find those particular prop bets if you go down to one of the casinos on the strip. Not going to be able to bet those. But if you want to, you know, take action in faraway places, those are the types of props you can bet in those faraway places. Hey, I got a tip of the cap to Kevin and Vince for those two. Jeez, I haven't seen those. I haven't got to those on the board yet.
Me either. I'm not waiting in line for those either.
All right, this is Brett Bauer straight out of Vegas coming to you live from the Geico Fox Sports Radio studios. It's easy to save 15% or more on car insurance with Geico. Go to geico.com or call 800-947-AUTO. The only hard part? Figuring out which way is easier. We're talking Super Bowl prop betting tips here. And another tip we talked about this week on Straight Out of Vegas was that it is important to bet these props early. Let's have a listen.
If you have a prop that you like and you want to, and you know everyone else is going to bet it and it has value, don't wait. Bet it immediately. I'll give an example. Super Bowls, the last 20 Super Bowls, the second half has outscored the first half 15 times. There's been one push. Four times the first half's been higher scoring. Super Bowl starts slow. There's higher scoring in the second half. So if you're going to bet which half's going to be higher, second half or first half in scoring, bet the second half now because it's very, very likely to inflate.
There's a prop and it's second half, first half, but that doesn't matter. What matters is that it opens up in a way that the second half is a great bet. The odds makers every year just open it up. And what's that opening price, Fez?
The second half is a small favorite minus 120.
All right, so small favorite minus 120 second half. But the bettors, guys like Fezzik, the professionals, they know, oh, second half is so much better. Thus, they bet it thousands of dollars at a time, and the odds on the second half get more and more expensive. And where does it typically close?
Typically closes the second half minus 165.
So if you bet against the opener with these odds, you're betting against the odds maker and the bookies. And in a way, you got to give them a little credit. They're putting out hundreds of props. You're going to be robotic about some of them. And they figure, let guys like Fezzik tell us where we're wrong, and we'll make the move. It won't hurt us too much. So if you want to bet against Fezzik, you don't. Bet late. If you want to bet against those odds makers, which much easier to beat, bet early before Fezzik takes all the good value. It's almost like those midnight sales on Black Friday. Why do you think everyone's in line? They want the best deals. You show up there at 5:30 on Friday, it's all picked over.
Yeah, I can't emphasize how important this is. You have to get in early. You're going to see some player props, see their yards move as far, whether it be rushing, passing, receiving, 10, 12 yards, sometimes even more than that. That can make all the difference in the world with having a profitable and winning Super Bowl and a losing one. Moving along to the next topic here on Straight Out of Vegas, I'm Brad Powers. Early injury report for the Super Bowl 53 is out. No Patriots listed this week, but maybe a surprise to some, Rams kicker Greg the Leg Zuerlein, he showed up this week on the Rams report. RJ and the guys talked about how that might impact some of the betting. Let's have a listen.
It feels like that we just predicted Greg the Leg mania. Just a couple of days ago, we were joking about it here. Imagine if there was a Nancy Kerrigan type attack on Greg the Leg, right? And then we said, what would we do? Well, if Fezzik were watching it live, just like Gordon Gekko, remember in Wall Street, they said a minute or 20 seconds after the Challenger blew up, he was on the phone shorting NASA.
Money never sleeps, pal.
Well, Fez would be on the phone saying, under field goals after Greg the Leg going down. Now, Fez, what are you going to do with Greg the Leg?
I'm probably going to do nothing, but I was about to make a bet, RJ. Will there be a missed kicked extra point and laid -350 on this bet.
So you were going to bet no.
I was going to bet no. I no longer am going to make that bet based upon
the
uncertainty.
So you believe just based upon the injury uncertainty, Greg the Leg's performance, you think that there's a material chance it suffers?
Possibly. And yeah. It could and be mental. I don't want a kicker that's just worried about something else.
Okay, so if you believe some factor, injury, mental, possibly in a material way. Now think about what I mean possibly in material. Meaning, if I think there's a 50% chance that a key player is going to miss a game, but the market doesn't know, I'm betting against that team. Even though half the time I'm going to be wrong, the half the time I'm right, I'm going to be so right, it's all going to even out to be a good bet long term. So what you're saying is there's enough chance that Greg the Leg is going to be somehow limited that you are more pessimistic about his ability to kick field goals. So if it stops you or extra points, so if it stops you from saying, hey, there's not going to be any missed extra points, why wouldn't you want to fade Greg the Leg in other spots?
Well, I might.
Because you got to think the premium's on him because we're talking about Greg the Leg.
And on that front, I got a prop for you in Sleepy. You got another one that you wouldn't mind taking advantage of. If you think Greg the Leg is less than 100%, here's your prop. Will Greg Zuerlein miss at least one field goal? Just one. The yes, he will miss a field goal if you think he's off a little bit. +210. Hmm. Not too shabby. What's your prop you're looking to maybe take advantage of?
Actually, you and I talked about this earlier this week. You like, will there be a two-point attempt in the Super Bowl? You think, yes, I agree with you there. But now with Greg Zuerlein obviously being a little injured, you have to like that prop a little bit more now.
Yeah, no question. And it's multiple fronts as far as will there be a two-point conversion attempt. Number one, let's look at past history. 7 of the last 9 Super Bowls have had a two-point conversion attempt. We're talking attempt, not a conversion. Just they have to attempt it, don't have to get the two. And the last 2 Super Bowls, 4 two-point conversion attempts total. Why are we seeing this? Well, obviously the rule changes. Last 3-4 years, you're kicking. I mean, you got to kick a 35-yard extra point attempt, and obviously the analytics say that in some instances, especially if you have a shaky kicker, you're better off going for 2 as far as getting your point total up there. So that is one of my best bet prop plays right now, and you can find that at a couple shops. Will there be a 2-point conversion attempt? Yes, it's +145. Coming up next, we have best bets. I just gave you one. We got more coming from both me, Brad Powers, and Sleepy J. This is Straight Out of Vegas. I am Brad Powers, live from the Geico Fox Sports Radio Studios.
Straight Out of Vegas!
Be sure to catch live editions of Straight Out of Vegas weekdays at 6 p.m. Eastern, 3 p.m. Pacific.
Straight Out of Vegas, I'm Brad Powers. Coming up in a few minutes, we have a pair of best bets. But first, great news. There's a quick way you could save money. Switch to Geico. Go to geico.com, and in 15 minutes, you could save 15% or more on car insurance. Before we get to best bets, though, let's get to another one of this week's clips. This week, the guys talked about how Bill Belichick, Patriots head coach, Hall of Famer, probably the GOAT when it comes to coaching. How is Belichick gonna defend the Rams? And RJ Bell, Steve Fezzik, and myself, Brad Powers, had a disagreement. Let's have a listen.
Belichick loves to take away what you love. That's not only interesting that, oh, he's a genius, but when it comes to prop betting and such, if we can predict what Belichick's gonna do, what he's gonna take away, could mean a lot of money. What did you see looking back at the Kansas City game?
Well, let's go back 2 games ago, the previous Kansas City matchup. What player really hurt New England? Tyreek Hill. 7 catches, 142 yards, 3 touchdowns. Another player that hurt the Patriots in that game. Travis Kelce had 6 receptions, 50-plus yards in that game. So in the first meeting between New England and Kansas City, Casey had a lot of success going to those particular guys. So not so much the second time around. It was clear the game plan for Belichick was to take Tyreek Hill and Travis Kelce out of the game plan.
And historically, Belichick has limited Kelce in an extreme way. So right now, if you had to have your gut feeling, understanding we're going to evolve our handicap as time passes, what's your gut feeling? What does Belichick stop? What does he put the focus on stopping? Because history tells us that when he decides to stop something, he's pretty successful.
My gut says he stops Goff.
Really?
Yes.
I don't agree with that.
I don't either.
Whether it's Anderson or Gurley, he takes them away and makes Goff. If he's going to go down, it's going to be Jared Goff stepping up and beating
especially
him.
With the brightest of the bright lights.
Yes. Yeah, as you can see, a bit of a disagreement there, particularly between me and Fezzik. Like I mentioned just 5 seconds ago, I think Belichick is going to be perfectly comfortable. And if they're going to lose the Super Bowl, it's going to be because Jared Goff beat them, not Todd Gurley, not some of the other weapons that are out there for the Rams. I'm anxious to hear your thoughts on this, Sleepy. Who is Belichick going to try to take away?
I certainly think it's going to be Cooks and Woods. Obviously, he did that last week with Hill and Kelsey, obviously the number one, number two. I think that's going to hurt the Rams' script, their timing, their vertical attack. But I think more importantly, Belichick wants to make the Rams uncomfortable. When that happens, it's going to be up to Goff to not make mistakes. I think they're going to have to alter that game plan. It's going to be a tough out.
Yeah, and Jared Goff, obviously uncomfortable early on against the Saints, was able to settle in, and in my opinion, in the second half, outplayed Drew Brees. Mm-hmm. So I thought that was a major positive if you're looking to back the Rams in this game. Seeing what Goff did in that second half and even into the overtime, one of those passes to set up the final field goal when he had a player in his face, that was about as good as it gets for Jared Goff.
Clutch.
Very much so for a young quarterback. All right, Sleepy, are you ready?
I'm ready.
Best bet time for Sleepy and I. Sleepy, you are going to go to the NBA tomorrow. Best bet.
Tomorrow, primetime game, ESPN. I'm going to go ahead. I'm going to take OKC minus the 1.5. I like the fact that Russell Westbrook has turned his game around. OKC playing much better. I'm just going to go ahead. I'm going to take them there at home minus the 1.5. I like when OKC is playing good basketball. Right now they are. So I'm going to go ahead and take Oklahoma City minus the 1.5. Best bet for tomorrow.
All right, Colin, throughout the week, he's very hard on Westbrook.
Right.
He's seeing, obviously, Westbrook's stats are nowhere near as what they were a couple years ago. Colin has been pretty much saying, hey, the best player on that team, no question about it, right now is Paul George. Is that what you're saying?
Oh, yeah, by far. This is probably the best I might have ever seen him play, which is even, you know, pretty shocking. He had a pretty gruesome injury, but, yeah, he's top-notch right now.
All right, that best bet again?
Oklahoma City minus 1.5.
All right, so RJ Bell brands me as this guy with all the college knowledge. So, of course, for my best bet, I'm going to go to college hoops tomorrow. Big game there in West Lafayette. But believe it or not, I am going to fade the hottest team in college basketball. Give me Purdue. That's right, Purdue. Home underdog plus 2.5. The hottest team in college basketball is Purdue's opponent. I'd be remiss not to mention this. Michigan State last 13 games. They've won all 13. They are 12-1 against the spread. This goes all the way back to late November. Why am I fading this hot team? Because now this is the time when you're going to be paying a premium. We talked about the public making teams expensive. I think this is what the public's making Michigan State expensive. On top of that, I don't think this is a good spot for Michigan State. They are playing Michigan State, third game in less than a week. So arguably one of the toughest spots they've seen all year, and it's their second straight road game. They just had a big game at Iowa a few nights ago. Kudos to Michigan State. They really took it to the Hawkeyes in the second half, but again, a Michigan State team playing their third game in less than a week, second straight road game. They're paying a premium on Michigan State because of their hot stretch. And on the flip side, let's talk Purdue real quick. I think the Boilers playing by far their best basketball of the season. 4 straight wins, 4 straight covers. Last 8 games, they've won 7 of them. I'm liking Purdue. Forget the points. I'm getting a little confident here. Maybe it's past my bedtime here. But give me Purdue outright. They pulled a big upset, the biggest upset as far as rankings go. Not necessarily Vegas point spreads. Again, Purdue only 2.5-point underdog here. But I'm going to take Purdue outright plus the points against Michigan State. Couple topics here before we close out the show. We're talking Super Bowl majority of the show here. I'm going to tell you, tread very lightly when it comes to Super Bowl, or at least listen to some of the tips that we just gave you when it comes to the props. And here in the state of Nevada, where it's been legal to wager on sports going back since 1992, There's only been two times in more than a quarter century that the books have had a losing Super Bowl, that they didn't that they failed to show a profit. Two times in 26 Super Bowls. And in fact, it hasn't happened in 10 Super Bowls. The books have come out on top. And I'm going to make a bold prediction. I thought taking Purdue was bold. I don't think the books here in the state of Nevada are ever going to have another losing Super Bowl. And I'm going to give you Exhibit A and Exhibit B. Exhibit A, 2 years ago, Patriots-Falcons game. A lot of offense. Tom Brady's, all of his props go way over. You have a defensive touchdown in the game. Mm-hmm. It's the first Super Bowl to go to overtime. Mm-hmm. Very high total. It goes over the total. The Patriots were the favorite. They get the cover in overtime. And in that Super Bowl, the book's still here in Vegas, in the state of Nevada, showed a profit of nearly $11 million, even with all those public bets happening. Last year, we had the Let It Ride better. He's taken Philadelphia on the money line against the point spread for several million dollars, ends up winning. You had a high-scoring game. Everyone's individual yards go up in that one, and yet the state of Nevada shows a profit, and I'm going to make another bold prediction. They're going to show a profit in this year's Super Bowl, and they're going to show a profit in next year's Super Bowl. In fact, they're never going to have another losing Super Bowl. What'd you think of that prediction, Sleavy?
I like that prediction. I think RJ actually spoke about that too, and I got to agree with them. It's just way too many props, way too many needle in a haystack props to bet. These guys are just throwing money away.
All right, that's going to do it here for Straight Out of Vegas. Big thank you to Vince Close, Kevin Figures, Iowa Sam, Sleepy J. I'm Brad Powers. Jonas Knox Show next. Chris Plank filling in. Straight Out of Vegas on Fox Sports Radio.
Straight Out of Vegas!
Fox Sports Radio has the best sports talk lineup in the nation. Catch all of our shows at foxsportsradio.com. And within the iHeartRadio app, search FSR to listen live.